Today's share is Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the second wide line. Amalei Mark Shisha Bereid Rav Chizkia Rav Ashi. In the previous share, we had learned, and that was the point of the sugya, that even though if somebody is having an argument with someone else, does he or doesn't he owe money, the halacha is that if Hamayitz Mechavera Olav Haraya, if I want to say you owe me money, I have to be able to prove it. The Gemara taught us, Kol Ma'aseh Bezdin. Something that's an act of Bezdin, that halacha doesn't apply. And if I'm entitled to money through an act of Bezdin, I don't have to prove it with a shtar. The example the Gemara used is a ksuba. That a woman is entitled to a ksuba as a ma'aseh Bezdin. And the Gemara attempted to prove that point from a Mishnah, Masechet Ksubis, about a woman who was divorced without bringing a ksuba. Abaya said that that Mishnah is not a proof, because that Mishnah is referring to an arusa who doesn't have a ksuba. But perhaps another woman who has a ksuba could only be entitled to collect her ksuba with delivering and showing the ksuba. So the basis of Abaya's refutation of the proof of the Gemara was his understanding that a woman who's only in arusa is entitled to a ksuba. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Makshei Shebereid Rav Chizkia Rav Ashi, Amana Menayrisin, this like ksuba. You're assuming that Amana certainly is only from Erisin, is certainly entitled to ksuba, Menolon. From where do you know that? Ilay Mahadatnan, perhaps from another Mishnah, Masechet Ksubas. The Mishnah says, this Armala or Nisgarsha, if a woman was divorced or became an Almana, Bayman, Erisin, Bayman, Nesuin. Even if the marriage was only, whether it was an Erisin or Nesuin, the halacha is Goiva Sakol. She's entitled to her entire Ksuba payment. So we see that Arus is entitled to Ksuba. Ask the Gemara, that isn't the proof. Dilma, maybe the case of that Mishnah is referring to a situation, Hecha de Kosovlo, where the husband voluntarily wrote and obligated himself to give his wife a ksuba. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to understand that Mishnah, Lamaila Memra, obviously, if a husband obligates himself, he has to fulfill his obligation. Says the Gemara, no, the Tanakam is coming to teach us, Lafuke mid Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that we don't follow the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Domar, who says that even if a husband obligated himself only to his wife, who's an arusa, that he will pay a ksuba, if the marriage never gets consummated, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. For we assume, Shle Kosovlo el Masl Kansa. He only wrote the ksuba with the intention that the marriage will be consummated. And if it's not, then he doesn't have to pay it. Teaches us Tanakama that if he obligated himself, he has to pay it. So we don't have a proof that it's automatic. That's why we needed the Mishnah, Itzchalei. And Dekanami teaches us the Gemara. You know what? It's probably right pshat to say that versus the original pshat that the Gemara wanted to suggest, that the Mishnah is teaching us that a husband is always obligated to pay his wife, even though she's only an arusa, a ksuba, the tani. Because what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that when the marriage is terminated, goyva sakol, she's entitled to her entire ksuba payment. So I am b'shlama, if we'll say the cause of law, that the Mishnah is referring to a situation where a husband voluntarily obligated himself to pay the ksuba, we could understand what the Mishnah says, that he has to pay what he owes her. Eli Amrit, the loy cause of law, that he didn't write her, he didn't voluntarily obligate himself. He's only paying what the halacha requires him to pay, my gavas akol. So then the wording, goy v'sakol, is inaccurate. It's incorrect. Because the halacha is that even according to the opinion that a woman who's an arusa, even if the husband doesn't write her a ksuba, she's entitled to some sort of a payment, she's only entitled, Mana Musaim Hudasla, she's not a talta anymore. And therefore, the halacha is that that Mishnah is not a raya, that a woman who's an arusa is entitled to a ksuba. Ella, the Gemara attempts to bring a raya that even an arusa is entitled to a ksuba payment from the following Gemara. Minatani Rav Chiya bar Ami, Ishta arusa, if one's wife is an arusa, the halacha is loyoinen. We know that the day of death of one of the close relatives, one becomes an oinen. An oinen is not allowed to eat kachim. It doesn't apply if there was only an erisin relationship. Lo metamala. The halacha is that even though a kohen is not allowed to become tamei, to one of the seven close relatives, he does become tamei. But if the entire a wife is one of those seven relatives, teaches us the brisa that if the wife is only an arusa, the halacha is loy metamala, the kohen doesn't become tamei, because the wording of the Torah that teaches us that one becomes tamei to his wife is ki im l'she'eroi hakarav elof. She'eroi means a wife that he consummated the relationship with. V'kein he, so too she, when the husband passes away and they only had a relationship of erisin, loy enenes, doesn't become an enenes upon his death, v'loy metamala. And the Rishonim debate, what does the Gemara mean, what does the Braisa mean when it says v'loy metamala? One pshat is the Braisa just trying to tell us, just like he doesn't become an oinen when she dies, she doesn't become an oinenes when he dies. Another pshat that I saw is that a husband, when we speak about the seven relatives, the one, even a kohen, becomes tamei. It's not voluntary that a husband is a kohen. A kohen can become tamei to one of these seven relatives. The halach is that the kohen must become tamei. And the same is the wife. A wife has to become tamei when his husband dies. That teaches us the braisa that if their relationship is limited to the fact that they're only an einin, they're only arusa, she doesn't have to become tamei. A third pshat really is based on a machloikis Rambam and Ravid. The halach is chayev odom latar atzmei beregel. Even though a non-kohen, a yisrael, is allowed to become tamei, that halach is all year round. But yontif, person has to, when he's being oiled a regel to Yerushalayim, to the base of Migdash, he has to be tahar. The question is, does that din also apply to women? It's machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says it applies to women too. The Ravid says it only applies to men, not to women. And the Shagas Aryeh explains that the machlokes really is based, what is the obligation of women to do on yontif? According to Rambam, women too have the obligation to bring kabbonis. And since women have obligation to bring kabbonis, the halacha of chayev odom latar atzme beregel applies to them also. The Ravid says that there is no such obligation on women. So according to this, according to Rambam, when it says loy metamala, is that since their relationship was only a relationship of erisin, and now it's yontif, so she shouldn't become tamei, because you have to remain tor. Only where the Torah tells you, you should become tamei. But again, the Ravid would disagree. The Behetiv actually, interestingly, says that even though nowadays we don't have kabbonis, and furthermore, we can't really be completely metar ourselves because we don't have the parah aduma, still a person should go to the mikveh before yontif because of this halacha of chayv adam metar atzma beregel, and as much tahara as a person is able to bring on himself, he should do. Continues, so again, Mesa, when she dies, any Yarsha. If their relationship was only a relationship of erisin, even though the halacha is when a wife dies, the husband inherits her, that's not when it was only erisin. Mesu, if he dies, Goivik Subasa. So here we see again what we're trying to prove, that an arusa is entitled to a ksuba. Again, says the Gemara, this isn't necessarily a proof, because perhaps that Bryce is referring to a situation, Dilma de Kosovlo, that he voluntarily gave her a ksuba. Ask the Gemara, if that's what that Bryce is referring to, v'chi teima, e de Kosovlo, that he voluntarily obligated himself to such. Maila memra, obviously he has to fulfill his obligation. Answers the Gemara, Mesa ena yarsh itzuchalei. That halacha is indeed no chiddush. So why did the Braisa mention it? To teach us the flip side, that when she dies, he doesn't yarshin her. So we go back to the beginning. Elabaya migufa de masnisin kahadabe. Abaya that said yesterday that when the Gemara wanted to prove that a Maisa Bezdin, you're able to collect, even if you don't bring documentation. And the Gemara quoted, as we said at the beginning of our shir, the Mishnah Masechet Ksubos to support that ruling. And Abaya said that that proof is not conclusive, is going to retract. And to say that that Mishnah is a proof. Could the Isak Adatach, if we're going to say that that Mishnah is referring to a situation, but Makam Sh'en Kaisbin Ksuba Askinen, that it's a locale where Ksuba was not written, and therefore, get Haine Ksubasa, her showing her get, is equal to showing a Ksuba, ask the Gemara, how can we suggest that a get equals a Ksuba? Or the get, Manam Asayim Tzibbe, does the get say anything about a financial obligation? V'chi Teimen, if you'll say, Kivin the Tekinu Rabbanan, that in a place where Ksuba is not written, Chazal instituted Ligva law, commanded Ksuba Dami, we treat it as if it's a written document obligating him. So then Litoin, why can't the husband, when she shows the get, say Vilei Meparati? Yes, you're showing your get, but the get's not a proof. We got divorced, and I paid out the Ksuba. V'chi Teima, and if we'll say Damrinalei, we will say to him, your claim is not a valid claim. For if indeed, e parata, if indeed you paid off the ksuba, ibarlach lamikri, you should have ripped up the get. Otherwise, you always chance the risk that she's going to take out the get and say, you still owe me the money. Amalon, he'll say, you know why I didn't rip up the get? Because lo shafketon, she didn't allow me to rip up the get. Amra, Bina l'suvibay, I need this get to be able to get remarried to prove that I'm no longer an Eishes Ish. V'chi teima. So then we say, you could have still done the following. Imrinalei, we tell him, Ibaylech l'mikre, you should have ripped up the get. We just said that he'll say, she didn't let me rip up the get. My former wife didn't let me rip up the get because she said if I rip up the get, she'll never have adequate proof to be able to get remarried. But what you should have done is ripped up the get, but still written on the back of the get, michtav agabe, you should have written the back of the get, gitin danan, this get, the karinu, that's ripped, loy mishum de gita psulahu. It's not because it's an invalid get. El kehecha, I ripped it, the loy tigmas by zeb nachrita, that she shouldn't be able to pull it out and collect the super payment again. So, that's why to get a good proof. So he says the Gemara ought to call the Migbe Beidina Migbe. Not everybody comes to the Daf Yomi Shir. Not everybody is enough of a Talmud Chacham to know that a get could be ripped, but still be written on the back that it was ripped only because she shouldn't be able to collect the Ksuba again. People will assume that if there's people who aren't Talmud Chachamim will assume that the get was ripped because it's an invalid get. So the fact that the get is the equal to a ksuba is not a proof that you could collect the ksuba with a ksuba. One question that the Mefarshim ask is, why can't we do the following? We see that people are reluctant to rip up the get unless they know the din. So why could we keep the get, but he should write on the back of the get, I paid the ksuba. So the Mefarshim answers a simple test, because she could always erase the back and come with the front of the get. Almai, it's a proof. What we see from here is that the get is not necessary. You could collect based on a Maisa Bezdin alone. Says the Mishnah, Matzah Gitei Noshim, if Gitei Noshim were found on the street, or Shechrur Avodim, a star Shechrur, Taitki. Taitki means as follows. Halachically, there are Dina Yerusha. And if somebody writes a will, unless he writes what is known as a halachic will, that's halachically satisfactory, we don't follow the will. We follow what we're learning in Mitzvah Shem and Masechta Bava Basra. However, we know the halacha throughout Shas is divrei shchimera k'ksuvim k'masuri domi. And a daitki is what a shchimera writes, how he wants his assets apportioned. Matana is a shtar matana, or shoivrim is a shtar shoivr, which is a receipt that indicates that he paid up his debt. And we find this shtar shoivr in the street, hareza lo yachzer. We don't give it to either party, because we have to be concerned. Maybe they were properly written, and we leave it in abeyance. So the Mefarshim discuss the Gemara, saying that if a get is found in the street, we don't give it back to the husband or the wife. The Mefarshim asks, and Yeshua discusses this. Other Mefarshim, of course, we can't give it back to the wife. We need to be concerned that he never gave her a get. So how can we give the get to the wife and perhaps allow an Eishes Ish to get remarried? So Pnei Yeshua says two terutzim. Pnei Yeshua says as follows. Who is more likely not to be careful with a get? He says a woman is more likely not to be careful with a get than a husband. Why? Because what is the moment a get is effective? A get is effective at the moment that the husband gives the wife the get. Once she receives the get, it's done its job. So we find a get in the street, that means somebody wasn't careful with it. The husband is going to be careful, because until he gives it to his wife, he needs to hold on to it. The wife has no need to be careful with it, because it's already done its job. So maybe we should think that she should get back the get. Teaches us the Mishnah that no. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, Pnei Yeshua says, a very nice pshat. He says, it's not a big school of Shalom Bayis. It certainly doesn't help Shalom Bayis if a husband writes a get for his wife and doesn't give it. Usually, if somebody writes a get, that means it came to the point that the marriage had to be terminated. So we see a get, probably what happened was, there was no other choice that he wrote the get and delivered it. A third pshat that I saw is as follows. It really answers a fundamental question. The Gemara says that if a woman tells her husband, Girashtani, you divorced me, Nemenis. We believe her. And the Gemara says, because Ein Isha Me'izah Refnei Bala. A woman wouldn't have the chutzpah to say to her husband, you divorced me, unless he actually did divorce her. So Mefarshim ask, why in our Mishnah, if the get is found on the street, don't we give it back to her? She could always say, Girashtani. So Mefarshim say, very bechidish. Where do we say that a woman has nemunis to say gerishtani? We have no get, one way or the other. If a woman walks in and says to her husband, to his face, gerishtani, as I explained, nemunis. Here, she may be lying and she feels comfortable with her lie because she has a get. And that's why we don't give her a get. Now, there's a very big machloikis hapoiskim. The Gemara says, the Mishnah said, we just learned, if you find a receipt, and we find the receipt on the floor. So again, what does the receipt say? We have a malvin aloiva. Somebody borrowed money. The receipt says that the loiva paid up. And the question is, who dropped the receipt? Did the loiva drop the receipt because he really paid up and he just lost the receipt? Or did the malva, and we'll appreciate this more in further shurim, because he wanted to have the opportunity to write a shoiver? Again, we always need to relate that in those times people couldn't write themselves. They needed a cipher to write on their behalf. So Malva wanted to prepare a shiver that in case the loiver comes to pay, the loiver shouldn't have an excuse not to pay because you don't have a shiver to give me. So perhaps the Malva prepared the shiver just in order that he should have it when the loiver pays, but he's the one that dropped it and he never got paid. So the Mishnah says, well, again, if we find a shiver in the street, we don't give it neither to the Malva nor to the loiver. Now the Mepoiskim, the Taz, the Chalkas Mechoikik, the Beis Shmuel, all debate the following question. So let's understand what is the din here. We have the shiver that we don't know who to return it to, but the malva still has a shtar. Will the malva be able to collect with that shtar? So as I said, it's a big debate. Some parties can say, yeah, the shtar is still a shtar. And if the malva is holding a shtar, he has a right to collect from the loiva. Other parties can say, of course he can't collect with the shtar, because we don't know how to resolve the status of the shiver. And by allowing him to collect with the shtar, we have resolved the status of the shiver. And the Mefarshim explain both opinions. The opinion that says that we allow him to collect with the shtar is fairly easy to understand. The way the Mefarshim understand that opinion is as follows. Since the shiver, we don't know what to do with it. It's taken off the table. So we're back to where we started, with a malva, with a shtar, and the malva is allowed to collect. The other opinion obviously holds we can't ignore the reality that there's a shiver here. But then the question is, so if he can't collect with the shtar, if we're not going to give the malva any power to collect with the shtar because we have this shiver that we don't know what to do with, so we might as well give the shiver to the loiva. The malva can't collect anyway. So I saw two answers to that question. One answer is, there's a very big nafkamina if a malva has, if the loiva has the shiver or not. If the loiva has the shiver, then the malva can't even seize assets. If he doesn't have a shiver, as we had many times, if he'll seize assets of the loiva, loy mafkira minay. Another teretz that I saw is that if ultimately the malva is able to prove that the money is still owed to him, if the loiva has the shiver, it will always make that dintara more complicated than tira. If the loiva doesn't have any shiver and he's able to prove that the loiva still owes him the money, it'll be a simple dintara to collect his money. Says the Gemara, Tama, what did the Mishnah say? We are concerned that these documents were written but never delivered. The nimlach shloi litnan. There was a decision not to use them. Ha'amar. But what would happen if the husband or any of the parties of the Mishnah said, Tnu, I did instruct, let's use the get, because that's what the Gemara is going to focus on. We have this get found in the street, and the husband says, yes, I gave the get. The loch is, noisnin, we should give the get. The get is considered a valid get, the filas mamaruba, even if it's a long time after the date of the get. However, most Rishonim say, to be certain that the get is a valid get, we don't just have go and give the get to the wife. We make the husband give the get to the wife now, and we don't say it's a disqualified get, and we consider them divorced not from the date of the get, but rather from today. Ask the Gemara of Riminu. The Mishnah says in Masech the Gittin, Hamevi get. If someone brings a get, Vavad himeno, and he loses it. And then Matzah, he finds it. If he finds it, La'altar, if he finds it immediately, what that means, again, we'll see in a moment, Kosher. Imlaf. But if the get was lost and then it's found, later, Puzzle. So how, in our Mishnah, are we saying that if the husband agrees that it's a valid get, that we give the get to the wife, the Mishnah says that if you lose a get, you can't reuse it. Answers the Gemara Amarava, Loi Kasha. In a place where there are people traveling, so since there are people traveling, we have to be concerned that that's not the get that was lost. It's a different get. And you can only use the get that you wrote yourself. In a place where there aren't a lot of people traveling, we could be comfortable that that was the get. Now qualifies Rava. Even in a place where there are people traveling, they were saying that's the situation that the Mishnah Masech the Gittin refers to. It's only for who Shneis. It's only if we know that there are other people with the same name. So we know that there are other people with the same name, and that people traveling from that city to this city, we have to be concerned that somebody else's get, not the get that this husband sent to his wife. Very big machloikas achroinim. What does it mean, chukzuku shnei Yosef Shimon? Two extremes. One opinion is, machloikas beismei and the Shev Shematzim. One opinion is, we have to know for sure that there's another individual with the same name as this husband's name. But let's say we don't know if there is, and we don't know if there isn't. then we don't have to be concerned. The other opinion holds the other extreme. Unless we know for sure that there's nobody else in that town with this name, we have to be concerned that maybe there is somebody else. Another Shaila, when we say that we have to be concerned that there's somebody else with the same name, what does that mean? Does that mean that there's another couple with the same names? That the husband's name is Yosef ben Shimon and the wife's name is whatever? Or as long as there's another man with the same name, the fact that we don't know that he has a wife with the same name as the other individual won't make a difference. Another interesting Shaila, it comes up very often. It's a question how we should write. Let's say the shtar says Yosef ben Shimon, Neiro Yoyer, or Shlita. The question is, who is the Shlita referring to? When you write a name, Yosef ben Shimon Shlita, who is the Shlita going back to? Shimon or Yosef? It's a very important question. Why is it an important question? Because let's say there are two people in the city with the same name. They both have the name Yosef ben Shimon. But one Yosef ben Shimon's father is dead, and one Yosef ben Shimon's father is alive. So if the Shlita goes on Shimon, it's obvious which one wrote the get, because the other one, Shimon, is dead. But if the Shlita goes back to the Yosef, then it's not a question. And this question comes up how we should write. If we want to write somebody, Yosef and Shimon, Shlita, and the son is alive and the father is not, how should we write it? It's actually Machloikis Rishonim, the Beis Yosef in the Torah. It's interesting to point out, the Gemara, whenever it wants to use the example of an individuals with the same name, we had this a lot of Masechta Gittin, uses the example of Yosef ben Shimon. Mefarshim asks, where do we get Yosef ben Shimon? You know, if we would say Ruvein ben Yaakov, that would make a lot of sense. Ruvein ben Yaakov. But what's Yosef ben Shimon? So I saw two pshatim al pidrush. One pshat I saw from Reb Tzadik, a Kohen. Reb Tzadik says as follows. We would assume that Yosef and Shimon represent two different approaches, not just two different approaches, two different people. Yosef, we know, is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef was the individual who was so careful with Eishes Paitifar, he didn't do an Aveira. And Shimon, we know, is the Shevet that fell in by Shittim, 24,000, Zimri ben Solu. So we would think that Yosef and Shimon, they don't have any connection. Chas v'sholem. Shimon is a Shevet of Klal Yisrael. And Yosef ben Shimon, we always want to say, don't, chas v'sholem, push Shimon out of Klal Yisrael. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw from the Chakal Yitzchak. Very interesting pshat. We look at the Shvatim, as far as we could even say these words. Yosef is probably considered the greatest Shevet, even though he wasn't the oldest. Yosef HaTzadik. What makes a person a tzaddik? What makes a person great? So he says, a gevalde gevart. Greatness is achieved through challenges. A person who has challenges, a person who has to face challenges, grows from those challenges. Yosef is the best example. Yosef had so many challenges, his brothers and Mitzrayim, so many challenges, and that's what developed Yosef into being the great Yosef. Who was the one that challenged Yosef? Shimon. Shimon and Levi, Achim. So Rashi says Shimon and Levi were the ones that were involved in selling Yosef. Yosef! You know what made Yosef the great Yosef? Then Shimon. Shimon, who was the one that challenged him, that brought these challenges to his life, helped develop Yosef into being a Yosef. Says the Gemara, V'hu shechse g'shnei Yosef ben Shimon bar Achas. When do we have to be concerned, even in a place with Shiras Betsuyas, only if there are two people with the same name? Diloy ha'temachi, for if we will not say so, kasha derabba derabba. We're going to have the following question. Dahu gita d'shtak pe'din d'rafuna. There was a get that was found by the Bezdan Rafuna, da'avakosaba b'shivri masa, in the city of Shivri Masa, dal rochus nara, and this is the basis for the minig, that when a get is written, we write the name of the river closest to the city where the get is being written. Amar Rav Huna. And Rav Huna said, Chashinin l'shnei shviri. even though the shliach comes and says, I was the one that lost the get, we have to be concerned maybe there's another city with the same name, with the same people, with people in that city having the same name. So the Mefarshim asked, how could a shliach be trusted to say that this is his get, that this is his get? How does a shliach know? So Mefarshim say, two pshatim. I saw one pshat is that we're talking about a get that was mekuyim. Another pshat is that the shliach has a document that shows that he was appointed to deliver this get. So we see that we have to be concerned, even though we have no reason to be concerned, we have to be concerned that maybe there's another city with the same name. So Mefarshim asks, even if there's another city with the same name, obviously this city is closer than the other city. And we have a klal in halacha that we always follow kurv, the closest city. So why here do we have to be worried that maybe it's a faraway city with a different name? We always follow kurv. So the Chassam Sofer answers that we're referring to a situation where the get is being found by the Bezdin of Rav Huna. The Bezdin of Rav Huna was a very important place, and people from all of Klal Yisrael congregated there, and therefore everywhere is considered kurv. Vamle Rav Chizkel Rava, Puk Ayimba. I want you to look into this issue. Delurte Bar Menach, Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to want to understand your opinion tonight. Nofak Dak for Ashkech. So he went and he found the Mishnah that we're going to learn on Daf Chav. The Tanat. Kar Maisa Bezdin. Areza Yachsa. Any Maisa Bezdin, we can return to the proper party. Now, ask the Gemara. Vabeidin and Rav Huna, the place Rav Huna's Bezdin that we just explained, the Kimokim Shasharis Mitzuyas, I mean, it's certainly a place where a lot of people come, the Kaposhet Rava, the Yachser. The Rava said, you have to give back the get. Alma, Ihechsuku, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon in, Eloi Loi. It's only if we know for sure that the people with the same name, not. Says the Gemara, Ovid Rabba Ovda, Rabba once acted accordingly, they kitten the Pambadisa, in the place where they processed flax in Pambadisa, Kishmatse. Like he said, that you have to have two conditions to be concerned. One is that it should be Shioros Mitzuyis, and number two, that there should be Huchsegu, two people with the same name. Ikedamri, some say what the Gemara means is, the Heich de Mezabni Kitna, that he referred to a place where flax was sold. So it was a place that was Shioros Mitzuyis. However, Verusha, but we didn't have anybody else, we didn't have two people with the same name in the town where the get was written. So Afagav, the Shchich and Shiorsa, so even though there were a lot of people traveling, he said the get could be given. Vikadamri, Heich the Torah Kitno. This episode happened where they soaked the linen. So Afagav, the Huchsuku, and even though there were two people with the same name, since it was found in a place, the Leishchich Shiorus, with travel, where a lot of people come, we don't have to be worried, and the get was a good get. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeru Rami Masnis in Abraisa. Rav Zeru asks a question between the Mishnah and the Braisa, or Mishani, and he resolves it. Tanan, the Mishnah says, maybe we quoted it, maybe get, if somebody finds a get for Avadi Menu and he lost it, Mutzel Alter, now we understand Mutzel Alter means. Mutzel Alter means that he found it in the duration before another Shayara, before another caravan came, kosher. Vimlav, otherwise, posel. Verminu, ask the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Mesech the Gittin, Matzah get isha b'shok, if you find a get in the street, Bezban Shabal Moida, if the husband agrees that he indeed delivered the get, Yachsel isha, we could give it back to the wife, we could allow it to be considered divorced, Ein Abal Moida, but if the husband doesn't admit or agree that he gave the get, we leave the get unresolved. However, what does this Mishnah say? Tonimius, Bizman Shalbal Moida, if the husband agrees that he wrote a get for his wife, Yaxalisha, we should give the get to the wife. Even, and there's no distinction made, even if it was found in Lizman Merubah. So how do we resolve these two, this Mishnah, the Braisa? The first Mishnah is concerned that if it took a while, and there's enough time that Shioros Mitzuyas, so maybe that's not the get that this husband sent. and the second Braisa, and the Braisa is not concerned about it at all. Umishani, and how do we resolve this contradiction, this difficulty? In a place where the people constantly traveling, there we have to be concerned that even if the husband's saying that he did send his wife a get, we have to be concerned maybe it's somebody else's get. We don't need to be concerned. Ikadamri, that we also have to know that there are other people that have the same name in that city. Fahina Derava, that only if we know that there are other people in the same city. So we have two qualifications. Number one, Shiyaris Matsuyas. And number two, that there are people with the same name. Then and only then are we concerned. Ikadamri, and that's what Rabbi taught us on the bottom of Amun Aleph. And Ikadamri, Avgav Deloy Huxuku. As long as the Shiyaris Matsuyas, we cannot use this get. Even though the husband is saying, I did send the get to my wife. Avgav Deloy Huxuku Loy Neheder. And then, or pligi the rabbi. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Rabbi Amak Reb Zeira. We essentially have asked the same question today twice in our shir, if we think about it. Now we, the Gemara. Rabbi asked the question, and Reb Zeira asked the question. The difference between Rabbi and Reb Zeira is the Rabbi asked the steerus Hamishnayis. He asked the steer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masech Gittin. Reb Zeira asked a question between the Mishnah Masech Gittin of Daf Chav Zayin, of a maybe get, versus the Braisa. Now we know throughout Shas that Mishnayis are considered more authoritative than Braises. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Aloy Rabba, Loy Amak Reb Zeira, the Rabba preferred to ask a steerus between Mishnayis, because Masnis and Alimalei, as I just said, Mishnayis are more authoritative, and that's why he preferred to ask a contradiction between Mishnayis. However, El Reb Zeira, my Tama Lo Yom Karaba, why did Reb Zeira prefer to ask a question between Mishnayis? Why did he prefer to ask a question between a Mishnah and a Braisa? Amalach answers Reb Zeira, because what was the basis of Rabba's question? As we said earlier, because our Mishnah seemed to indicate, didn't say it explicitly, it was only based on a diyuk, that only because the husband is not agreeing that the get should be given, can we not give the get to the wife. Well, were the husband to agree, we'd give the get to the wife. But that was not explicit in our Mishnah. And that's what Reb Zeira says to Rabba. Mi katani, does our Mishnah explicitly say, ha'omet nu, that if the husband says give the get, noisna filuz mamaruba? Our Mishnah doesn't say it. Dilma, hametnu noisna. Maybe, yes, the deed you made in our Mishnah is correct, that if the husband agrees that the get should be given, we give it. Only, however, loyalum kidekayim alon la'altar. Only if he gives it immediately. So if so, our Mishnah and our Mishnah Masech Gittin are identical. Yes, you give the get if the husband agrees that the get should be given, but only la'altar. The Braisa and the Mishnah, however, contradict each other. Ask the Gemara. Lamanda Omer, according to the opinion, the Reb Zeira b'mokum shisharis mitzuyas, that if there's shisharis mitzuyas, afagav shloi huchzuk l'shnei Yosef ben Shimon, even though we don't know, even though if there aren't two people with the same name, the aloch is, even though the husband is agreeing that he sent the get to his wife, we cannot give it a get, or pligi the rabba. And this will be different than what Rabbi says, because according to Rabbi, even if there's shiyaris mitzuyas, we need to have huchzuku. We need to have two people with the same name, otherwise we could still give the get. Ask the Gemara, but Michael Miflegi, what is the basis of the machloikis between Rav Zeira and Rabbi? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Sava, the Tani, kol maisa bezdin, hareza yachsa. The Mishnah says that any maisa bezdin can be given back. Now, where did it get found? The shtak of a bezdin skinin. And must, when we speak about a maisa bezdin being given back to the wife, if he agrees that it should be given the husband, it's found where in the bezdin. And isn't a bezdin kemakim shesharis mitzuyas? So how could you give it back? It must be v'hu shehuchzaku lo yachser. Only because if there are two people with the same name, and it was found the Mokm Shisharas Mitzuyas, can we not give the get to the wife, even though the husband says, I sent her a get? But if there are two people with the same name, even if the get was found in the Bezdin, which is a Mokm Shisharas Mitzuyas, yes. Rav Zeir Amalach, Rav Zeir says, Miktani kom mas Bezdin shenimtzu b'Bezdin. Does the Mishnah have to be referring to a situation that was found specifically in a Bezdin? Masa Bezdin, Yaksuk Tani. It's just saying that the Masa Bezdin should give him back. However, it's referring to a situation, Loyalim Bishtaka Chavroi. But if outside the Bezdin, which is not a Mokum Shishioris Mitsuyas, but if it were found in a Mokum Shishioris Mitsuyas, the halacha would be, according to Rav Zeira, even though we don't have two people in that city with the same name, we cannot give back the get. Rav Yirmiyahu says differently. Kigoyin the Kamer Edim, why does that Mishnah say that the get should be given back? And we're not concerned that it's Shiaris Matsuyas and maybe somebody else sent the get? Because I interview the Edim, and the Edim say, Ma'olam loichasamnu el al get echot. We never were Edom to a get besides the get of this Yosef ben Shimon. And therefore, even though normally we have to be concerned specifically with Mokum Shiyar Mitzuyas, that maybe the other Yosef ben Shimon sent the get, here the Edom say we have no reason to be concerned. Ask the Gemara, if we interviewed the Edom, and the Edom clearly told us that we only signed one get, so what's the Chiddush? And the husband's agreeing that he sent the get. So it's obvious that we should give the woman the get. Yochem Ma'al Memra. Says the Mar, the Chiddush is, Ma the Taim Aleichesh, Dilmes Ram Shmo Kishmo, Veinu Kedem. Should we be concerned that there were two getting, with so much coincidence happening, that it was somebody else's get, and that other individual has the same name as this husband, the wife has the same name as this wife, and the Edom that he chose happened to have the same name as the Edom and the other get. Kamashman, that far we don't have to be concerned. Rav Ashi Yomer, Kigoyin the common neck of Yeshba B'tzad Ois Ploinus. What happened here is that the husband was able to say there's a simen in the get. And since there's a simen in the get, that shows that it's clearly his get. However, says the Gemara, what is considered a valid simen? Dafka B'tzad Ois Ploinus. We're going to learn in the next parak, the two types of simonim. The simonim of Hakim, and simonim she'enim of hakim. A simon muvik is like this, a hole in a specific place. Ava nekba'ama, if he says there's a hole, but he can't pinpoint where it is, that wouldn't be enough of a simon. For Rav Ashi Mesapkele, Rav Ashi has a question, if simonim either reis or drabonim. If we can rely on simonim or the reis or drabonim. And as Rashi explains, by a situation where it's only a question of mammon, so I find something in the street, and the question is, can I return it to you based on a simon shein amuvik? So Chazal could tell me I can return it to you, because Chazal have the power of hefker bezdin hefker. But here we're talking about an eishes ish, so only a simon muvik can be relied on to be considered a valid simon, otherwise not. So ask the mefarshim, what's happening here? We're not dealing with a derisa of the geshayla. The husband says that this is the get I sent. We now developed a concern in our shir that maybe somebody else with the same name sent the get to this city. So that's a case we have to be so concerned. So Mefarshim answers, since Eishes Ish is a derisa of the concept, even though here it's only a vaitach shash, since we're dealing with an Eishes Ish, we can't rely on something, perhaps, says Rav Ashi, unless it's a simon muvak.
Right.